A long, winding day is coming to an end. I had my dinner a little while ago, and now I'm in my bedroom. I step in front of the mirror for a second. Nothing out of the ordinary, a bit of tiredness in my eyes, disheveled hair falling over my shoulders and curling into little balls, my usual casual clothes adorning my body, a jacket, a plain tee and jeans, my faded lipstick. My hand slides into my pocket and rests over my phone. I wish it would vibrate. A thought crosses my mind, but I snuff it out quickly. He must be busy. I grab a book from my shelf, the one that is calling out to me tonight. I toss it onto the bed and take off my jacket, my shoes. I enjoy the coldness of the floor under my bare feet. I unbutton my jeans, losing into a reverie, thinking about things, about you. I shake my head, wriggle my legs out of my jeans and then out of my shirt. I neatly fold them and place them aside. I sniff my arms. I close my eyes. Aqua, the scent you love so much. I focus, grabbing a towel and stepping into the bathroom. Once in the shower, I let the warm water run over me for a little while. I scrub my arms, my breasts, my legs. Without a thought, I quickly grab my phone, which I now have a habit of carrying into the shower. I frown and put it back. Nothing. I shouldn't tease him at this hour. Perhaps he's working? Fuck his work, some part of me says, and I resume scrubbing myself dutifully. A few moments later, and a half a dozen incoherent mumblings later, I step out of the shower. I butchered all of your favorite songs. Not sorry at all. I dry my hair inch by inch. The warm water felt good on my skin. A few cold drops trickle down my body onto the floor. I smile because I know you would hate it. What if someone slips and dies? You'd mumble at me. And I laughed and laughed and laughed, and then you kissed me. Your warm lips pressed against mine, the taste lingering forever. You said you couldn't take it, that you had to shut me up, that seeing my joy filled you with joy but also hurt. It hurt because you knew you couldn't keep me forever. So you kissed me until we were both out of breath. And then I looked up at you, wide-eyed and laughing again. You know why. Your fingers had felt so good in my hair. You tasted of something I hadn't tasted before. A hint of honesty, desire, and a whole lot of affection. Take a deep breath, I say to myself, and continue to rid the towel of its dryness. I slide a window open. It's cold outside. It's winter. You adore winters. I hate winters, but I can tolerate them. I let the breeze run wild over my wet hair. I shiver, goosebumps expanding, almost dropping my towel, but I hold tight, allow myself to get used to the coldness. Then I get dressed for the night, baggy pajamas and an oversized shirt. I stop by the mirror again and take another glance. I stare at my reflection. I wonder if you'd like me this way. Very attractive, I say to myself and walk into the kitchen. I heat some water and search the rack for something to drink. Teas, so many teas. Teas you forgot at my place. Teas you gifted me. Teas I bought because you said they were good. And a few of them were good, but I mostly bought them because I wanted to taste what you had tasted. I bite my lip at that thought. I open the dishwasher. A million mugs nestled there, rattle. So many colors. You gave me a new mug on each of our dates. I found it stupid, yet I want more. The kettle beeps loudly, startling me. So I pick up one of the "You must taste this, it's so good" teas that you bought me. It's the one I hate the least. You forgot every time I told you that I don't really like green tea, but you got them anyway, trying to pursue me. Try them, you'd say. I kept wondering if you were a fool, if my words kept falling on deaf ears, but I gave up, because I didn't want to rob you of the joy of giving, and also because some of those teas were actually delicious. I don't think I ever told you that. I walked back to the bedroom with a steaming cup warming my hand. I snuggle it close to my chest and look out the window. There's the moon, some dying stars, some distant neighbors cackling at the same old joke, some stray cat meowing. There's the breeze, the crickets, a lonely ant running across the sill. I don't know what he's up to. I do hope it makes its journey safely. There's that old car across the road, the one on which you drew dicks just to piss the owner off. It's now completely covered in dust, and there's my phone buzzes. I spring toward it. The text says, "Tonight's your last chance to win, dot, dot, dot." I grunt and put it back. I sip a little bit of the tea. Hints of caramel, lemongrass, and ginger. They mingle into one another. It soothes my tired throat. I recall the look on your face when I had said, "But it tastes so meh. How can you drink this?" I had almost spit out the tea laughing, remembering. You had no idea I was pulling your leg. Your honest dejection, the way you looked at me, resisting the urge with every ounce of your will to not yell. Instead saying something like, "It's all right if you don't like it. We can try something else." The way that plucked a string inside me. Something that sounded so melodious. It still resonates deep inside. I'd wanted to hug you tightly and whisper, "I actually like it a lot." But I didn't, because I enjoyed your struggle so thoroughly. There's something wrong with me. My phone buzzes again, and I lunge at it. "Your friend on Facebook liked dot, dot, dot." I let out a frustrated sigh and put it back. I look at my bed then, the crumpled sheets and a lonely book, the pages fluttering in the wind that manages to sneak by. A single leaf stuck between those pages, dry and falling apart into a million pieces. I slide the window shut. My mug is now empty. I wonder where the tea disappeared to. The mingling hints of caramel, lemongrass, and ginger now fading. I sit with my back against the headboard. The headboard. I stare at the sheets for a moment. Sheets. Satin. Cold. Sheets. The headboard squeaks and bounces against the wall. It's cheap. It creaks every time I wiggle. You liked it, though. I smile at that thought, at the thought of you. I wrap myself in a blanket and dim the lights. Warm. I picked up a cheesy romance novel because it reminds me of you the least. But reading it, all that did was remind me of you. I miss you so much. Fuck you. I toss the dry leaf aside and start reading again. Baby, the first time I laid my eyes on you, I had forgotten to switch my phone off, and now it interrupts my reading, bouncing beside me. Sigh. It's the right time to invest, dot, dot, dot. Is it now, or... I laugh. I really laugh out loud. This stupid advert. For fuck's sake, I yell as I switch my phone off. No, it's not the right time to invest into anything, because all I can think of is you. I let out a very deep breath. I bury my face in the book. I love the smell of the page of book. It reminds me so much of you, of trips to bookstores. I feel desperate. I want you now. I let my lips part, exhausted. The tip of my tongue rests on the page. I close my eyes as my mind travels to that night. I was sleeping on your back. You were still, trying your best not to wake me up. Without realizing it, I find I've gently licked the page, but I savor the taste. Wooden, rough, imperfect. You. I lick it again. A slow, creeping realization dawns on me. I have to return this book to the folks at the book club, yet it's irresistible, and I lick it again, almost smirking as I did it. The thought of returning the book but leaving a permanent mark on it turns me on. I feel a warm gush of blood run down my spine. Tingly. It's hot. So very hot. Even as I think this, I think I've lost my mind. There's a man on the cover. He's sort of attractive in that cookie-cutter sort of way, but he's not what I'm thinking of. That said, I have a sudden impulse to kiss him, to smother him with my tongue. I don't care what it looks like, because all I see after I close my eyes is you. Fuck it. I stick my tongue out and run it over him. Ugh, I feel so ashamed. Fuck it. I smother him with my tongue. The warmth now flowing into every inch of my skin, throbbing, pulsing, building, spiraling. I lick him and kiss him again and again. Then I gasp as I yank the book off my face. Enough, I tell myself. I flop back onto the bed, staring at the ceiling for a moment. And then I burst out laughing, a long, loud, hearty laugh. I laugh the way I laugh when I'm with you. I've made such a mess, and I am not sorry. I let my hand slide into my pajamas, unsurprised that I'm wet. I'm so turned on. I let my finger rest over my clit, but I do nothing. I close my eyes and focus on you. I curl my hair in my fingers, gently tugging on them. You loved doing that. You loved doing all kinds of things to my hair. Tell me what to do, I whisper, breathing heavily, frustrated, waiting for a response when I know there is none incoming. Please, please tell me, I beg. Please fucking tell me what to do. Why do you have to be so mean? I say with gritted teeth. After a moment's silence, touch, I hear. I rub myself gently and let out a soft moan, echoing your name as I let my fingers sink into my wetness, exploring my warmth. I fold my legs and roll onto my side, sinking my fingers in deeper.
Deeper,
I hear. Yes, yes, I am. I moan into the sheets, squirming in pleasure.
Deeper.
I growl as my fingers go searching. It feels like everything I've been missing since you left. And I found it. All of it.
Surrender.
I feel the edge overwhelm me as I lose control. My squirming body now warm. A sweaty mess. I try to muffle my moans with my hand, fearing someone might hear me. Instead, my fingers slip into my mouth. My tongue tastes them. A thought flicks across my mind. You love to kiss my fingers. I explore as my body slithers in pleasure, My legs are shaking and my voice is now almost a squeal. Regaining control, I slowly pull my fingers out of my pajamas. I close my eyes and taste them. Oh, I cry. Fuck. I lick them back and forth. I then open my eyes and see the book. I get an idea. I really shouldn't do it. Before I can think it over, I grab the book and paint the poor man with my fingers. I laugh almost hysterically. Oops! I kiss the book again. Not ashamed anymore. I get out of bed. I bend over and slowly slide my pajamas off. As if I were stripping for you. They are loose. It doesn't require a lot of effort, but I try to make the most of it. I feel my ass with my hands. I squeeze it with my still wet fingers and then gently slap it. The sound echoes around my room. I love the sound of skin. I'm weird. My eyes meet the book again. I pity it now. I slap my ass again, harder this time. With the book, of course. I let out an unsuppressed moan. It almost felt like how you'd spank me. Hard, a little mean, and I love it every time. I walk back in front of the mirror. I violently pull the shirt off of me and toss it away. I don't even glance at where it landed. I'm focused on my hands as they wander my naked body, my breasts, my now hard nipples, my uneven belly, my still very wet and unsated cunt. But this time I see more. I see my face, the one you keep telling me about. I see how you see me. Beautiful eyes, almost watery. My slightly larger than average nose, my thin lips, my ears pierced because of you, my hair is a half a dozen different dyes, my shoulders, my throat, the one you won't let go of, my armpits. Let's not talk about them. My arms that you ran your tongue over a million times, and my hands. The hands that you swear are the reason you love me. My fingers. I taste them again. I also see my thighs and the space between them. I feel them with my hands and I quiver. I see my knees, my legs, my feet, and those little toes. Succulent, you'd call them. I turn around and I see my neck. Oh, my neck. Things I'd do to have your warm breath on it again, right now. My back. The things you do to it, despite me telling you it's sensitive, and me loving it every goddamn time. It turns me on knowing that you know me so well. I feel so naked in your presence, yet so safe. I see my calves and my heels. Heels. I wear them simply because you love them. Fucking heels. They hurt so much. I am beautiful. So beautiful to you. I realize looking at myself. I lean forward into the mirror and kiss my lips. I let my tongue slide out. And it runs over the mirror, over me. You taste so good, I mutter into the glass. Flirting with oneself can be healthy. Can I have more before I let you go, I ask. And I smile. I grab my vibrator from the drawer. It's still got some juice. I pick up the book, which is now questioning its very existence. I pout at it, teasingly. I keep it on the nightstand in a way that the man on the cover can see me. You're going to watch me play now, mister. You should feel lucky. I shrug the blanket to the edge of the bed. I slide the window open. I lean out just a little bit, Still very cold, but I enjoy the way the cold tickles over my skin. My nipples reach out as far as they can, and I bite my lower lip. God, I wish you were here. I spring back into the bed, bumping my head against the headboard, simply because I wanted to hear the creak. I do fucking love it. So dirty. I remember something. You had forgotten a pair of your underwear the last time you were here. I still think you left them on purpose. I know you're quite capable of that. I think you get off wondering if I found them or if I did anything with them. I pull the drawer. There they are, sitting there, washed and neatly folded. I almost wish that I hadn't washed them. Wish that maybe they smelled of you. Perhaps they still do. I pull them out, put them on. Your underwear look huge on me. I feel so incredibly silly. Then I touch myself through the fabric of your undies. God, even saying it makes me cringe, but it also turns me on. I am so wet, so very wet again. I rub myself, the wetness absorbed by the fabric. There you go. Now think of that, you filthy pervert. Think of me as I rub my needy little cunt, so empty, while I wear your underwear. I bet you'd frickin' love that, wouldn't you? I bet you'd wish you were here. I growl, sounding primal. I keep bumping my head against the headboard to make the bed squeak as I ride my fingers, rubbing harder, faster, void of any control, verging into orgasm.
Stop,
I hear you'd say. No, I'd scream. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Angrily, I slide my legs out of your underwear. My wetness has left my mark on it. I put it on my belly, clutching them as I utter, I dare you to deny me this time. I hear your laugh, let a low, guttural moan as I feel a rush of arousal fill my entire body. I grab my vibrator and toy with my clit. I toy with it the way you like to. And oh, dear fucking Lord, why does this feel so good? I squirm, I quiver, convulse as the pleasure overrides my senses. I writhe on those cool satin sheets, bouncing, my back cursing me. My other hand crawls towards my tits, and my fingers involuntarily squeeze my nipple, squeeze the way you squeezed it, and I scream out in pain. So much pain blends into pleasure, and I enjoy it every fucking time. My voice is raspy now, almost too harsh, but I don't care. I moan and moan as I ride my toy, edging myself toward an orgasm. I take your underwear and I stuff it in my mouth. I can't afford to be heard. If you were here, I would have risked it. But fuck you, you're not here. I increase the intensity of the vibrator, not sure how long it will last. It's wet, so very wet. Sticky. God, I have to come. I must. I smash my nightlight in an attempt to grab my hairbrush. It's on the nightstand. It's an antique wooden brush with carvings in the bottom. You're going to hate me for doing this. Or you'd fucking love it. I don't know. I also sent the poor book flying into the corner. Then I slowly insert the handle of the brush into my aching pussy. Oh. Thank you for being here, book. This is not a good idea. It is not. I don't care. I insert it all the way in, and it feels divine. Heavenly to not be empty. Soothes with an ache. I can almost hear my own wetness as I slide it in and out. It turns me on even more. Your goddamn underwear is still muffling my moans, and I am fucking myself with this brush, thinking it's your cock. I am such a slut. Your slut. I hope you're thinking of me. Please let me come, I say. Please, please, please. Around the underwear, I moan, shaking my head in agony, in pleasure. A cold wind blows through the window. The chill makes me arch my back even more, my breasts thrusting into the moonlight. I thrust faster, deeper, closing my eyes, and I picture you. You in all your infinite ways, the way you ravish me, the ways you love me. You're mine, all mine. I bite my lip as I get closer.
Do it now. Do it for yourself.
I feel my senses overwhelmed, and then I orgasm hard. I cry out in ecstasy. I scream your name, spitting your underwear out of my mouth as I gasp for breath. I feel all pain rush out of me, and I crash back to the sheets, panting, panting uncontrollably. Little moans escape, whimpers with my heavy breathing as I throw the toy on the other side of the bed. It vibrates for a moment, shuts up after I glare at it. Good boy. I slowly pull the brush out. It's so violated, I almost feel sorry for it. I stick it in my mouth and taste it. Tastes so good. I close my eyes, feeling that brush between my lips. It reminds me of your cock in my mouth. I let that feeling take me over. The ridges, the length, the girth, licking. Drained, I pull it out and say, fuck you, I'm tired. Please, next time, you can have more next time. What have you done to me? I feel a grin spread across my weary face. A little drop of sweat trickles and settles on my upper lip. I lick it. It's salty. It's warm, just like you. God, I'm so nasty and I don't even care. I pick up the fallen nightlight. It's only slightly dented for its abuse. I put the violated brush on the nightstand, making a mental note to wash it first thing in the morning. Maybe. I'm still breathing heavy. I take a towel and dry myself. The sweat, the cum. I look at my fingers, still slightly pruny. What have you done to me? I almost squeak on the last word, filled both with embarrassment and joy, a joy I've never felt before. I feel so free, so naked, happy, warm, loved and in love. I settle down into the covers, looking out the window, grinning. A little while later, I turn the lights off. I decide to leave my window open just a tiny bit. You can come in anytime you want, I say, smiling. I have no clothes on my skin. I don't want any binding, constricting. I slump back into the bed, my body weightless. I cover myself with a sheet, even though I don't want to. But you'd hate it if I caught a cold, and to be honest, I'd hate that too. I turn my phone back on. Nothing. I give in and I type, I miss you. I hit send, expecting you to not reply. To my surprise, it's immediate. You did it, didn't you, winky face? How did you know? Flushed face. My hands are trembling when my phone vibrates again. Cause I miss you too, silly. Good night. Kissy face. You text. You're so dead. I text back. Angry demon face with horns. Good night. Kissy face. I let the phone fall out of my hands. It tumbles somewhere, settling on the floor. It does not vibrate anymore. I close my eyes, calm now, debauchery complete. I whisper softly, I love you too, baby.